This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, March 31st, 2023. In less than a month, 2023 World Amateur Radio Day, known as WARD, will be celebrated literally around the world. WARD is held on April 18th every year and is celebrated by radio amateurs and their national associations, which are organized as the member societies of the International Amateur Radio Union, IARU. It was on this day in 1925 that IARU was formed in Paris. American Radio Relay League co-founder Hiram Percy Maxim was its first president. The IARU announced previously that Human Security for All, HS4A, will be this year's World Amateur Radio Day theme. The day is being celebrated with a 2-week operating event occurring April 11th through the 25th. Special event stations will be operating from around the world, making 2-way radio contacts to call attention to the HS4A campaign. The United Nations Trust Fund for Human Security describes human security as a more powerful, lasting approach to the most difficult deficits in peace and development, such as poverty, war, and natural disasters. ARRL encourages all radio amateurs to take to the airways for WARD to enjoy our global friendship and other amateurs and to show our skills and capabilities to the public. More information about World Amateur Radio Day is available at ARRL.org. Parks on the Air, POTA, sites that honor African-American heritage are the focus of a casual operating event organized by OMIK, Amateur Radio Association, Inc., OMIK. The OMIK POTA Challenge 2023 will run from April 1st through December 31st. OMIK was founded in 1952 by black amateur radio operators. While it still is a predominantly African-American organization, today it represents a multiracial, multicultural organization with members from the U.S. and around the globe. OMIK is an ARRL-affiliated club. The group hopes to attract at least 750 radio contacts for the program by the end of the year. All modes permitted by POTA Parks program are eligible. OMIK members are encouraged to activate sites using the OMIK club call, K0MIK. The club's call sign must be reserved at least a week in advance. The group has a list of suggested sites that are known to have significant roles in African-American history. They hope to have at least 5 unique national parks that will be activated as part of the event, contributing to a total of at least 10 successful activations. Parks on the Air is a movement to get radio amateurs to set up portable operations in recognized state park locations. It promotes a culture of operators who make as many contacts, as many as possible, and with such locations. Orlando Hamkishen announced the attendance number for this year's 76th annual event, which was held February 10th through the 12th at the 87-acre Lakefront Central Florida Fairgrounds in Expo Park. This year's attendance was the third largest for Hamkishen at 21,830. Hamkishen organizers report that weather was great during the show hours and the rain held off each night until after closing. And a big thank you was issued to all sponsors, volunteers, visitors, and vendors for their participation, dedication, and making Hamkishen a true 5-star event. Planning is already underway for next year's Hamkishen, which will be held February 9th through the 11th, 2024, and dates have already been set for the following 3 years: Hamkishen 2025, February 7th through the 9th, Hamkishen 2026, February 13th through the 15th, and Hamkishen 2027, February 12th through the 14th. For more information, visit the Hamkishen website. ARRL Director Rhea Jerryrum, N2RJ, who has represented the Hudson Division since 2019, will step down, effective March 31, 2023, at 5 p.m. Vice Director Normar Vizcarandundo, NP4H of Englewood, New Jersey, will succeed the director's chair. Vizcarandundo, who earned his amateur radio license in 1978 at the age of 11, will serve as director for the remainder of the 3-year term ending December 31, 2024. He was appointed as vice director of the Hudson Division in February 22, following the retirement of previous vice director William Hudzik, W2UDT, who held the position from 2011 to 2022. ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, will announce a successor to the Vizincardundo to fill the vacant vice director's seat. The ARRL Hudson Division is comprised of the ARRL sections of Eastern New York, New York City, Long Island, and Northern New Jersey. Bruce Page, KK5DO, has filed his weekly AMSAT report, and he reminds us that Hamvention is not far off, and AMSAT will once again be present. There will be satellite demos daily and lots of cool stuff from engineering, educational relations, antennas, software, and more. We will be able to provide more information as we get closer to the May 19th start. And did you know, when you make contacts on the satellite, most of the hams will exchange grid squares. There is no need for a signal report. It's presumed that if you have copied the call sign, you were able to hear the station. Grid squares will begin with two letters indicating the field, followed by two numbers that indicate the square within the field. These two letters are always capitalized. And if you go down one more level, you get to the subgrid, and those two letters are represented by two lowercase letters. Some have broken down the subgrid into even further, 100 squares. You need only to give your field and grid, such as EM20. On the FM satellites, the quicker you can provide your call and grid, the better. You have a much better chance of completing your QSO before others try to make theirs. Be as brief as possible on the FM satellites. On SSB satellites, there is plenty of bandwidth, and you will find many having QSOs that last for 10 to 15 minutes. Others chase grids and are making really quick QSOs. Whatever your pleasure, enjoy the satellites. Remember, if you do not hear the satellites, you may have an issue with either your tuning your radio or stale Kleperian elements, or not pointing your antenna in the correct location. Thanks, Bruce, for the report. The ARRL Laboratory is looking for two new staff members to join our team in Newington, Connecticut. The digital RF engineer will serve as the subject matter expert in the areas of digital RF and RF-based networking topologies, including LAN and WAN-based systems. The senior lab engineer will perform a wide range of technical duties in support of ARRL publications, membership services, and spectrum defense objectives. Visit the ARRL website for complete job descriptions at www.arrl.org/careers. Those interested may send their resumes and cover letters to ARRL HR Manager Lucy Goodwin at hr@arrl.org. ARRL is an equal opportunity employer. Just ahead in radio sport, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA event continues. At their website, you can see the state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operations, including March 30th through April 5th, Vermont, W1AW/1. March 30th through April 5th, Mississippi, W1AW/5. April 5th through the 11th, Pennsylvania, W1AW/3. And April 5th through the 11th, Oregon, W1AW/7. Some upcoming contests on April 1st, the RSGB FT4 International Activity Day, that's digital, and then a whole lot of contests run from April 1st to the 2nd, the Prodexis 070 Club PSK 31 Flavors Contest, that's digital, the EA Ritty Contest, that's digital, Louisiana QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital there, as is the Mississippi QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital, and the Missouri QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. April 1st to the 2nd, the Florida State Parks on the Air, CW Phone and Digital. April 1st to the 2nd, the SPDX Contest, that's CW and Phone. And April 3rd, that's the RSGB 80 Meter Club Champ, that of course is CW. Some upcoming session and state division conventions to be interested in. April 8th, it's the Raleigh Ham Fest hosting the ARRO North Carolina State Convention. That's in Raleigh, North Carolina. April 15th, the Psychic Amateur Radio and Electronics Expo hosting the ARRL Delaware State Convention. That's in Georgetown, Delaware. May 7th, the Warminster Amateur Radio Club Hamfest. That's hosting the ARRL Eastern Pennsylvania Section Convention in Bristol, Pennsylvania. May 13th, the ARRL Nebraska State Convention. That's in Lincoln, Nebraska. And May 19th through the 21st, it's the Dayton Hamvention hosting the ARRL Great Lakes Division Convention in Xenia, Ohio. And our final story this week is about us, the ARRL Audio News. The headline in the ARRL letter reads, ARRL Audio News, Dementia Italiano. The English translation of that Italian phrase reads, ARRL Audio News goes Italian. The weekly ARRL Audio News will soon be available on the internet radio station RTA Planet in Italy. Station owner and ARRL member Tiziano Anti, IU3LZL, will add the weekly report so that it airs in three different time slots and three different time zones. Airing every Friday, the ARRL Audio News is heard by 82 amateur radio clubs across the United States. The program highlights current news in amateur radio and ARRL special features and announcements. ARL Audio News is distributed through Blueberry.com, and you can subscribe to the podcast via your iOS or Android mobile device with your favorite podcast app, or you can listen and download episodes directly from the Audio News page at Blueberry. Each week, the current edition is available at ARRL Audio News. To the folks at RTA Planet, we say grazie. That's it for this week, 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.